In Iraq, there are daily attacks against U.S. and British forces. Today in Fallujah, two rocket-propelled grenades were fired at U.S. soldiers. There were no apparent casualties. A gun battle also was reported in the western city of Ramadi. Although President Bush declared combat operations in Iraq over on May 1st, the continued hostilities not only are causing American and British casualties, but also complicating efforts to rebuild the country. Retired Major General Bob Scales joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Is this guerrilla war, or are these attacks more sporadic and uncoordinated?
Well, it's not a guerrilla war, Bob. I mean, it really is at the stage of thuggery, I guess is the word I'd use, where we have small bands, uncoordinated bands of thieves and thugs and bits and pieces left over from the Saddam regime that are doing whatever they can to impede American attempts to restore order in the country. That's not to say that over time it could grow into a more coordinated, large-scale national movement. But right now, it's pretty much a fairly low level of fighting going on in the country. Of course, to a young soldier standing on a street corner afraid he's going to get ambushed, it's not a low level. But so far, at least, it hasn't escalated into what you would call a sustained guerrilla campaign.
Well, one U.S. general in Iraq says the attacks are becoming more sophisticated, so clearly a greater threat to U.S.-led forces.
Oh, I think that's true. I mean, remember now, war is ultimately a test of will, and whether it's spontaneous or whether it's controlled, those in Iraq who want to expel the American influence are doing whatever they can to do it through the use of violent means. In many ways, if you look at military history, you'll see that this is probably a predictable phase in a war such as this, where the Iraqis clearly realized that they couldn't win in open warfare, so they're now trying to achieve their ends by different means.
What can U.S. forces do to protect themselves?
Well, I think first, really two things. First and most important is to establish basic services in the country, to remove the source of irritation, and to show that the American forces are there to with the ends of establishing the society and getting Iraq back on its feet. Second, it's to gather intelligence, to be able to find out who these groups are, and then to find these small bands of thugs and to take them out. I think those two things are key. And you can't protect every soldier standing on every street corner. You have to go after something like this at the root level. Restore order, restore confidence that the Iraqi people are going to live a better life, and increase the amount of intelligence gathering in the country so that we can find the bad guys and neutralize them before things get worse.
Well, do they need more troops, or do they need different kinds of troops?
I think probably different kinds of troops, Bob. I think the thing that's needed right now is better intelligence gathering. Remember, you're not trying to find divisions and corps and battalions in this new phase of the campaign. You're trying to find individuals. It really looks more like a police action than open, sustained combat. And so this type of operation takes an enormous amount of patience. It takes time. It takes a military organization that's able to sift through all of the evidence, much like a police force, find out who these groups are, where they're located, and to neutralize them. So it's a completely different phase of a campaign, and it does require, to some degree, a little bit of a different emphasis.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Retired Major General Bob Scales.